Chapter 85. Hands Against Me. Simon and Willem took me to my room at Anchors, where I fell into bed and spent 18 hours behind the doors of sleep. When I woke the next day, I felt surprisingly good, considering I had slept in my clothes and my bladder felt stretched to the size of a sweet melon. Fortune smiled on me, giving me enough time for a meal and a bath before one of Jameson's errand boys tracked me down. I was needed in the master's hall. I was due to be on the horns in half an hour. Ambrose and I stood before the master's table. He had accused me of malfeasance. In retaliation, I had accused him of theft, destruction of property, and conduct unbecoming a member of the Arcanum. After my previous experience on the horns, I had familiarized myself with the Rerum Codex, the university's official rules. I had read them twice to be certain of how things were done around here. I knew them like the backs of my hands. Unfortunately, this meant I knew exactly how much trouble I was in. The charge of malfeasance was a serious one. If they found me guilty of intentionally harming Ambrose, I would be whipped and expelled from the university. There was little doubt that I had hurt Ambrose. He was bruised and limping. A garish red abrasion colored his forehead. He wore a sling as well, but I was fairly certain that was merely a piece of drama he had added on his own. The trouble was, I didn't have the slightest idea what had really happened. I hadn't had the opportunity to speak with anyone, not even to thank Elodine for helping me yesterday in Kilvin's shop. The masters allowed each of us to speak our piece. Ambrose was on his best behavior, which meant he was very polite when he spoke at all. After a while, I began to suspect that his sluggishness might be from a too liberal dose of painkiller. By the glaze in his eyes, my guess was laudanum.
"Let's deal with the grievances in order of their severity,"
the Chancellor said after we had related our sides of the story. Master Hemme made a gesture, and the Chancellor nodded for him to speak.
"We should pare the charges down before we vote," Hemme said. "Eliaquoth's complaints are redundant. You cannot charge a student with both theft and destruction of the same property. It is either one or the other."
"Why do you say that, Master?" I asked politely.
"Theft implies the possession of another's property," Hemme said in reasonable tones. "How can you possess something that you have destroyed? One charge or the other should be set aside."
The Chancellor looked at me.
"Eliaquoth, do you wish to set aside one of your complaints?"
"No, sir."
"Then I call for a vote to set aside the charge of theft," Hemme said.
The Chancellor glared at Hemme, chastising him silently for speaking out of turn, then turned back to me.
"Stubbornness in the face of reason is hardly laudable, Elia, and Master Hemme makes a convincing argument."
"Master Hemme makes a flawed argument," I said evenly. "Theft implies acquisition of another's property. It is ridiculous to imply you cannot destroy what you have stolen."
I saw a few of the masters nod at this, but Hemme persisted.
"Master Lauren, what is the punishment for theft?"
"A student may be given no more than 2 single lashes across the back,"
Lauren recited,
"and must return the property or the price of the property, plus a fine of 1 silver talent."
"And the punishment for destruction of property?"
"The student must pay for the replacement or repair of the property."
"You see," Hemme said, "there is the possibility that he would have to pay twice for the same loot. There is no justice in that. It would be punishing him twice for the same thing."
"No, Master Hemme," I interjected, "it would be punishing him for theft and for destruction of property." The Chancellor gave me the same look Hemme had earned before for speaking out of turn, but I bulled ahead. If I had lent him my loot and he had broken it, that would be one matter. If he had stolen it and left it intact, that would be another. It is not one or the other, it is both. The Chancellor rapped his knuckles on the table to quiet us.
"I take it then that you will not set aside one of the charges."
"I will not."
Hemme raised a hand and was recognized.
"I call for a vote to strike the charge of theft."
"All in favor?"
the Chancellor said wearily. Heme raised his hand, as did Brander, Mandrag, and Lauren.
5.5 to 4. Grievance stands.
The Chancellor pressed on before anyone could slow things down.
Who finds Raylar Ambrose guilty of destruction of property?
Everyone raised their hands but Heme and Brandir. The Chancellor looked at me.
How much did you pay for your loot?
9 talents and 6, I lied, knowing it to be a reasonable price. Ambrose roused himself at this.
Come now, you've never held 10 talents in your life!
Annoyed, the Chancellor rapped his knuckles at the interruption. But Brandir raised a hand to speak.
Raylar Ambrose does raise an interesting point. How does a student who came to us destitute come by such money?
A few of the masters looked at me speculatively. I looked down as if embarrassed.
I won it playing corners, sirs.
There was an amused mutter. Elodine laughed out loud. The Chancellor rapped the table.
Raylar Ambrose to be fined 9 talents and 6. Does any master oppose this action?
Heme raised his hand and was voted down.
On the grievance of theft, number of lashes sought.
None,
I said, raising a few eyebrows.
Who finds Raylar Ambrose guilty of theft?
The Chancellor called out. Heme, Brandir, and Lauren kept their hands down.
Raylar Ambrose to be fined 10 talents and 6. Does any master oppose this action?
Heme kept his hand down this time, looking sullen. The Chancellor took a deep breath and let it out in a rush.
Master Archivist, what is the punishment for conduct unbecoming a member of the Arcanum?
Student may be fined, lashed, suspended from the Arcanum, or expelled from the university, depending on the severity of grievance,
Lauren said calmly.
Punishment sought?
Suspension from the Arcanum,
I said, as if it were the most sensible thing in the world. Ambrose's composure broke.
What?
He said incredulously, turning to face me. Heme chimed in.
Heme, this is growing ridiculous.
The Chancellor looked at me with a tinge of reproach.
I'm afraid I must agree with Master Heme, Elia Quoth. I hardly think that this is grounds for suspension.
I disagree,
I said, attempting to bring all my powers of persuasion to bear.
Think on what you've heard. For no other reason than his personal distaste for me, Ambrose chose to publicly mock me, then steal and destroy the only thing I owned of any value. Is this the sort of behavior that a member of the Arcanum should exhibit? Is this the attitude you wish to cultivate in the rest of the Raylar? Are petty meanness and spite characteristics you approve of in students who seek to become Arcanists? It has been 200 years since we have seen an Arcanist burned. If you succeed in giving guilders to petty children such as this, I gestured to Ambrose, that long-standing peace and safety will be over in a scant handful of years.
It swayed them. I could see it on their faces. Ambrose moved nervously beside me, his eyes darting from face to face. After a moment of silence, the Chancellor called for the vote.
Those in favor of suspension for Raylar Ambrose.
Arwill's hand went up, followed by Lauren's, Elodin's, Elksadal's. There was a tense moment. I looked from Kilvin to the Chancellor, hoping to see one of their hands join the others. The moment passed.
Grievance failed.
Ambrose let out a breath. I was only slightly disappointed. In fact, I was rather surprised I had managed to carry it as far as I had.
Now,
the Chancellor said as if preparing himself for a great effort.
The grievance of malfeasance against Elia Quoth.
From 4 to 15 single lashes and mandatory expulsion from the university,
Lauren recited.
Lashes sought?
Ambrose turned to look at me. I could see the wheels in his mind turning, trying to calculate how heavy a price he could make me pay and still have the master's vote in his favor.
6.
I felt a leaden fear settle into the pit of my stomach. I didn't care one whit about the lashes. I would take 2 dozen if it would keep me from being expelled. If I were thrown from the university, my life was over.
Chancellor,
I said. He gave me a tired, kindly look. His eyes said he understood, but that he had no choice but to see things through to their natural end. The gentle pity in his look frightened me. He knew what was going to happen.
Yes, Elia Quoth.
Might I say a few things?
You have already given your defense, he said firmly.
But I don't even know what I did,
I burst out, panic overwhelming my composure.
6 lashes and expulsion,
the Chancellor carried on in an official voice, ignoring my outburst.
All those in favor?
Heme raised his hand. Brandir and Arwil followed. My heart sank as I saw the Chancellor raise his hand, and Lauren, and Kilvin, and Elksadal. Last of all was Elodin, who smiled lazily and waggled the fingers of his upraised hand as if waving. All 9 hands against me. I was to be expelled from the university. My life was over.